Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Real quick, too, that 10 points was like on 9 shots last year, though, too.
No, it was tough. Like, he, you know, he went from career high to career worst. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like, in a year.
Yeah.
Career high to career worst. Like, I don't know. I mean, common sense probably says he's somewhere in the middle. Mm-hmm. But I didn't think what he did the first year in Sacramento was outrageous. I was like, oh, that's not attainable. He's not going to do that again. I never once thought that. Not once. But of course, you feel like what he did last year is very repeatable. You're far more inclined to believe someone can repeat their worst performance rather than their best performance.
The other concern with that, and maybe the reason why people feel that way, is because it was a little bit more than just last year. It was like All-Star break the year before and last year. And I think that's what kind of sticks in people's heads a little bit, too.
If you look at his career numbers, too, history says he's more of a 10 to 12 point per game score rather than the 15. The 15 is the outlier season for him.
15 was an outlier, but 15, I don't know the minutes, but 15 was the biggest opportunity he had had in his career. So it was like you got...
It was the third most minutes he played in his career.
Third most?
Yeah, he played more minutes in Atlanta.
Shot attempts were about the same or more?
Shot attempts had to have been less, no?
About one more shot with the Kings than he did in Atlanta. He was about 10 in Atlanta, 11 with the Kings.
Yeah, maybe it was just an outlier moment.
Maybe it was. Skip Manny in here. He wants to plug his show tonight. 916-909-1320, the Elk Grove Kia Talk Line. What's up, Manny?
Well, thanks for reminding me. I forgot there was an after show at 8 p.m. tonight on ESPN 1320. Next month.
The YouTube channel, not the station.
YouTube, yes. YouTube or Twitch.
Thank you.
So talking about, you know, piggybacking off of what you're talking about, I think some, at least especially with the fans and not more so with you guys, but more with the fans and the charity house, like, I think a lot of this wanting to plug him in is also because of these quote unquote preseason shooting woes we're seeing. So it goes back to last year having trouble shooting the three and then into this preseason where people think it's a, you know, now it's an issue. But I don't think that's the case. And then once that regular season hits, how many shots does he really have in that starting lineup? Like, I know that they're an unselfish group, but I feel like with the current addition of DeMar and how that starting unit looks, I just think Keon fits in better with them bringing in some of that defense that they still really need. And I think Herter with the second unit will get off better shots, have more opportunities running with them than he would in the first unit.
I mean, I understand what Manny's saying. Like, I get it. And like we've both said, in theory, Keon starting makes perfect sense.
Right.
In actuality, they've struggled mightily shooting the three ball, and you've got a guy right there that could help you out. Mm-hmm. Now, he could help you out coming off the bench as well. You know what I mean? Like, he doesn't necessarily have to start, but you would think maybe
the bench will get an influx either way, though, because one of those guys is going to come off the mm-hmm. bench, mm-hmm. and that's going to help them overall,
right? And excuse me, the bench is just where that particular person is in the rotation. That doesn't mean he's playing with four other bench guys. Like, he's probably going to be playing with a couple other starters. So it's the bench, but it's still helping the first unit as well, even though he's not technically a starter. You know what I mean? Because Herder
KC is dying. Die squarely in front of the camera. Right in front of the camera. Go ahead. It's all right.
Don't move.
That's all right. Come on, man. Come on. There's more viewers.
I thought I'd
tell your friends.
Too.
Tell your friends. Kenny's dying on the radio. Quick. Quick.
I thought I had beat it too, but no, came right
man,
back.
Man, you're having a rough day over there, boy. I got to be honest. You are having a rough day.
But, we think about them helping the bench, but they're also going to help the DeMars, the De'Aaron Foxes, the Sabonis, mm-hmm. Keegan Murray, because they'll be playing with those guys a lot of the times as well, just because the starters are going to play 34 minutes a night or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a... I don't know. I would really like to see Kevin Herter play tomorrow night. I don't know if he will. Intuit Dome, right, Clippers?
Intuit Dome, yeah.
I'd really like to see Kevin Herter get out there.
Both.
I've enjoyed what we've seen from Jordan McLaughlin. I wasn't sure kind of what to expect. Like, probably a fine little piece to help out here and there. Looks like he's a pretty solid rotational player.
He is.
He's going to play for Sacramento, and it could be nice where he's really impactful.
He's a guy that knows how to play, knows what to do out there, really smart, can score, shifty. He looks a little small out there, but don't hinder his ability. Like, he's a good ball player. He's a good ball player, good bench guy. 21 minutes last night. That's a little bit more maybe than I'd want. Yeah, 20 minutes technically. Maybe I'd like him more so around 13 to 15, but, I thought he looked really good out there. I like his game.
Yeah, so do I. I think he'll be a solid addition this season to whatever this bench winds up looking like when Trey Lyles is back healthy. And I don't know when that's going to be. Like, I think Trey Lyles' reevaluation time is right around now. I think.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
If I remember correctly, all of the time frames, Jordan was always going to be first. Mm-hmm. Kevin Herter was going to be really close to Jordan. And then Trey was always going to be last. Mm-hmm. And again, I could absolutely be misremembering this, but I thought Trey was before the regular season started, but it wasn't going to amount to any games. Now, he's in a far different situation than Kevin Herter is, because I think his was a groin, or grow in, if you're a fan of D'Lo and KC. And I'm not, like, that's a lot different than Kevin Herter.
Yeah.
Herter's been playing to a certain, like, he's been playing basketball. He's been getting up and down the floor. With Trey, you're going to have to be a little bit more delicate. Mm-hmm. Of course, he's played more basketball than Trey Lyles has. Trey Lyles has played more basketball than Kevin Herter has over the last, four, five, 6 months, whatever the time frame is. Mm-hmm. But still, he's played far, far less over the last 5 or 6 weeks, whatever we're at.
Right. He's got to ramp back up.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
Right. And that's going to be a little bit more difficult. Like, if he got cleared tomorrow, mm-hmm. it's going to be a little bit more difficult, and they need to be a little bit more careful and aware when dealing with the growing.
And that's where McDermott comes into play potentially. Playing, he's more of a three, but in certain lineups,
sure.
Maybe he can be a four, or stretch the floor, playing the same type of role that Trey Lyles did, and then when you get in a situation where you have both of those guys out there, and just for instance, you got, you know, J-Mac, Lyles, Monk, McDermott, you know, Keegan out there. So I'm like, man, got shooters all over the place at that point. And, you know, you should, I could see the potential of, you know, being able to cook a little bit. So, but to your original point, he seems to be further away than the other two. And I don't expect to see Trey Lyles at least for 2 weeks or so into the season. That's just my thought.
Oh, that sucks. Yeah, I think you might be right, but that sucks. I think Mike is also going to have to, I can't remember last year as much as I do the first year, but I think Mike is going to have to do a better job, a more strategic job of managing this team's schedule this year. Obviously, we're still in training camp, right? We're in preseason. We're all of that. You know, Malik said 10 practices in 8 days, and like that's not going to be a thing beginning next Thursday. That's not going to be a thing probably beginning this Thursday, you know, once they get through this last preseason game. But Mike is notorious for giving his players the amount of days off that the collective bargaining agreement says that they're allowed to have. And I think he's going to have to adjust that line of thinking a little bit. Now, again, I don't remember how he approached this last year, but I remember it was a big talking point the year prior because Malik would tell us all of the time. And this is a veteran basketball team, especially with the addition of DeMar DeRozan. This is a veteran basketball team, and you don't manage veteran basketball teams the same way that you manage young basketball teams. Mm-hmm. And I think that's something Mike's going to have to really be aware of, is sometimes days off for this particular group will go a lot further than an extra day of practice or walkthrough. Yeah. We say this all the time. Sometimes it's not just the act of practicing or getting up and down the floor. Sometimes it's guys needing to not be around each other, mm-hmm. or it's not having something super structured. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, the trainers are available from, you know, 10 to 2, courts are open, do whatever you need to do, everyone will be here. And someone can show up at 9 o'clock in the morning if they want to get their own work in, get their training stuff done at 10, and then someone else could show up at 1 p.m., to get their training stuff in and meet with the trainers and get their cold tub and all of that stuff in. The flexibility in that can feel like a day off for those guys.
Yeah.
And I think Mike has to be really, if he's not already, mm-hmm. aware of managing a veteran basketball team versus a young one.
Yeah, it's a different group than when he got here 2 years ago. I don't know if it's technically three or whatever, but, you know, two seasons ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bit of a different group. And you know, they've been grinding a lot for the last two seasons, and now, you know, you've got to go about things just a little bit different, a little bit different. Can we call him a veteran group? Because De'Aaron's 25, but he's
been in the league a long time.
Sabonis is 26, 27,
27, I think.
Yeah,
26. Yeah,
Malik 25. DeRozan's obviously a veteran.
But those are veterans. But all of those guys you just named are veterans. Mm-hmm. Just because they're not old,
right,
doesn't mean they're not veterans.
DeMar is, what, 16 seasons? The other ones are 7, 8 seasons in the league. DeMontis is, if Fox is 8, is this his 8th season? Then Domas might be 9 or 10, huh?
Man, doesn't seem like it's
it really does. Even if he's not 10, he's at least 8 or 9. Like, that's a lot of basketball. So yeah, man, you just gotta, you've got to address them a little bit different, and also maybe we have to think about these guys a little bit different when talking about the preseason. It's not inconceivable that they're looking at the preseason like, we just want to get it done with. Like, we're not really that concerned, like you talked about earlier. Not really that worried about it. We just want to get to the regular season. And while we, as viewers and fans and people that watch these games, we want them to be locked in for the preseason the way that we're locked in because we're so excited to see Kings basketball, they're like, it's whatever. Yeah. Like, you're lucky we're even playing.
Just trying to get through it, yeah. Yeah, head over to trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. This will get you through training camp. This will get you through the regular season. A great thing that you should do is take advantage of their three free nutritionist consultation. I took advantage of that. I took advantage of the free macro calculator. That's helped me a lot over the course of the last couple of weeks.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, It can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Determining how much of what foods I should eat. You can put your goals in there. You put your weight, you put your height, all of that stuff in there. And it tells you exactly what type of foods that you should eat. Again, it's trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. There's a link to maptrition.com right there so you can grab the strength enhancers and the fat burners, which really do work. The cravings crushers, which absolutely work. That's like a nighttime fat burner. The sleep enhancers go a long way. The greens drink can help you keep that immune system super strong. This is all available at a website that was built specifically for us, trainwithmap.fit/ESPN1320. And oh boy, ESPN released players 50 through 11 in their rankings. And my goodness, were there some surprises. But it did answer a lot of our top 10 questions. But wait till y'all hear this. Plus, did you hear the story Mike Bibby told about the New York Knicks teammate?
I didn't.
I'll fill you in.
What? Is this like Biggie? Biggie Small?
Oh, it's
got a story to tell?
It's not far off. Stealing with KC here on ESPN 1320. So we'll get to this conversation about ESPN releasing players 50 to 11 in their top 100 rankings because, man, they interesting.
Yeah,
interesting for sure.
There's some things that made me shake my head, obviously.
And we'll talk about it. Let's start, though. Mike Bibby told a story. Forgive me for not noting the podcast that they were on, but he was telling a story about how a New York Knicks teammate was stealing money from him in the final year of his career.
That's crazy.
He said he used to keep his gambling money in his bag, and apparently that was a well-known thing, but he, you know, guys gamble on the plane. That's not a secret. And he'd keep that money in his bag, and he said one day he went to get it, and it was gone. And he told New York Knicks security, and they were able to figure out who took it by video. So he said they went to with security. They went to the he said it was about $4,000. I think he said it was like $4,200. But it had happened four or five times.
Total 42 or 4,000 every time?
Every time.
Wow, jeez.
And he said they were able to find out who, you know, they believe they found out who it was through video. And when they went to the player's room, they saw the envelope, which, you know, probably per diem or whatever, but they saw the envelope and had been torn up and thrown in the garbage, and obviously the money was gone. Mm-hmm. He refused to say who it was. Someone asked, and I can't remember who they said. They said, like, some random New York Knicks player, and he was like, no, it's not that person. That's my man. It's, mm-hmm. it's a good dude. But he also didn't say who it was. But I just thought that was an incredible story from Mike Bibby.
That's a trip. I wonder if that type of stuff happens more than we realize.
Teammates stealing from teammates?
Yeah. I mean, because, you know, people, they...
That per diem is a lot of money, man.
It is a lot of money.
That per diem is a lot of money.
They these guys, they get so much money. You know, they 4,000, like, you notice it's gone. Obviously, he knows it's gone. But it's like, I bet that person thought... Hey, so Rich, he ain't gonna mm-hmm. lose it. He ain't gonna mm-hmm. trip off it. It's whatever. And that was the thought for that guy. Might have been the thought for other people in the
He family. Was asked if it was Bill Walker. He was like, no, it wasn't Billy Walker. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. That's
Billy
what Mike
Walker,
said.
Billy Walker out of Kansas State. Billy Walker was a wild boy. That was a wild boy. I ain't gonna say no names. I'm looking at the roster right now. I ain't gonna say no names, though.
Hmm. What do you do?
There's one guy I'm looking at. A lot of these guys on this roster.
Well, you don't have to say who it was. Just
what are his initials?
Who's on the roster?
Well, here's what I'm saying. A lot of these guys are rich.
So, this is a 2011-2012 season. Who's on the Knicks roster in 2011-2012?
Carmelo.
Not Carmelo.
Tyson Chandler.
Not Tyson
Chandler. Baron Davis.
Not Baron Davis.
Landry Fields isn't rich, but I don't think he's a thief.
I don't think it's Landry Fields either.
Jared Jeffries, I don't think he's a thief. Jeremy Lin. Amon Shepard, I don't think he's a thief. J.R. Smith, I don't think he is.
No.
Amari Stoudemire, I don't think he is.
No.
And
well, that's why they went straight to Billy Walker.
Well, Billy Walker is.
He said no. Mike said it's not Billy Walker.
Yeah, so he said it's not Billy. There's...
You want to say Ronaldo Bachman?
So I did think about him. I did think about him. I'm not going to lie, but that's not the first person I thought about.
Who's the first person you thought of, coward? Say it.
Hey, man, we live on YouTube. Person might be watching.
The person is not watching, and you're not accusing anyone of anything. You're just stating your opinion.
We solved Alcatraz. We're going to solve this.
We did solve Alcatraz.
Which I'm going to ask y'all a question. Mm-hmm. I think it comes down to two people, to be mm-hmm. honest with
mm-hmm.
you.
Mm-hmm.
I think Ronaldo is in that group. You guys got the roster in front of you? What about TD?
TD who?
Not RTD. He kind of fits the profile.
Tony Douglas?
Yeah, I didn't say his name. You said his name.
Yeah, you can't just go around saying TD. What are you doing?
He kind of fits the on that roster, unless it's Josh Harrelson. It might be him. I don't know. I don't even know who that guy is. Or Jerome Jordan. But TD kind of fits the profile.
You got to stop saying TD. Stop.
Tony Douglas kind of fits the profile, if I'm being a detective. Only 2 years in the NBA.
Mm.
Not a lot of money.
Mm.
He's not a rookie, so he's not scared. Mm.
That's tough. That's whack either way.
That is whack.
That's whack either way. That's your teammate.
Yeah, man.
Come on, man.
Well, just... human being, stop stealing.
Well, that for sure, but
yeah, no, that wasn't cool. And I hope they said that I was about to say something nice, like I hope it was just all a misunderstanding, but they found the guys.
So. Yeah, I don't think it was, sir.
They literally found the evidence as soon as they walked into his room.
He didn't even deny it. It's just like, it's right there.
You got me.
There was no, my hands are clean on this one, man. I swear to God. Yeah, that wasn't a thing. ESPN released its top players from 50 to 11. Man, boy, did we do a good job, sort of, in determining. Right. Well,
weren't we spot on with one of them?
No, we were pretty close. I believe you had DeMar. I can't remember which one's yours and which one's mine.
I think
mine.
I said 46.
I think you either said 42 or 44. So the fact
I might have said 44.
Okay, so if you said 44, that means I said 42. DeMar DeRozan was in fact 45.
Mm.
He was ranked 45. Let's see what.
I'm pretty sure that's where Hoops Hype had him too.
With the Bulls last season, DeMar DeRozan had to shoulder all of the offensive weight. He was the only player in Chicago to average over 20 points per game as the injury-riddled Bulls struggled all year. As he begins a new chapter in Sacramento, the Kings will look to maximize his offensive talents and draw double teams to help take pressure off De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis. The team will use DeRozan as a playmaker, an area his game Sacramento feels is underrated. All right. Following DeMar, you have guys like Jalen Williams of Oklahoma City, DeJounte Murray, Pascal Siakam at 42, James Harden at 41, Brandon Ingram at 40. Let's keep scrolling here.
By the way, I don't have much of a problem with that. Like, I can nitpick and say, like, DeMar is better than Jalen Williams, but who cares?
It's 44
fine. And 45. It's everybody fine. Everybody in front of him is, I get it.
Well, let's see how you feel now. Jamal Murray at 31, thought that was interesting. Carl Anthony Towns at number 30. And then at number 29, we were way off on this. Because number 29 wasn't, in fact, De'Aaron Fox where we thought he would be.
Yeah, we did predict Fox at 29.
It was the back-to-back All-NBA third-team player. Who, by the way, finished 22nd last year in the same ranking. And all he did was make All-NBA third-team again. All he did was lead the league in triple-doubles and double-doubles. But... as written by the individual who writes about Sacramento. When you look at Sabonis' numbers from last season, it's not easy to comprehend why he dropped 7 positions in the rankings. He led the league in triple-doubles and double-doubles and strung together 61 consecutive double-doubles, the longest streak in modern NBA history. From January to the end of the season, he also led the league in assists. But
so he just goes down.
But he and the Kings enter this season under a microscope after not making the playoffs last season and have more pressure to prove they are still in the mix for the top of the West.
Okay. Can I nitpick just a little bit here?
Well, don't do it yet, because ranked ahead of Domantas Sabonis is Jimmy Butler. Zion Williamson, who moved up from 57. And then I'll stop right there.
Well, first of all, Zion being 57 last year was kind of ridiculous. So I understand him moving up.
Jimmy Butler, by the way, was number 12 last year.
Yeah, him falling, 16 spots? That's a little egregious as well. But we lay out everything for Domantas and, you know, everything he did last year. And then you have the but. He and the Kings enter this season under a microscope after not making the playoffs last season and have more pressure to prove they are still in the mix for the top of the West. That didn't tell me any reason why he should be lower than he was last year. You name all the accolades of why he was one of the best players in the league last year. And then, okay, all right, well, let me hear the counter argument as to why he dropped. And the fact that they have pressure on them is not a reason why he should drop. Now, the person who did the write-up didn't make the rating. So,
right,
like the way I read that, they're like, oh, man, even they were kind of surprised. So it's not the person who did the write-up, but maybe they were just as confused as we are. Like, how does all that equal falling 7 spots?
Well, let's continue, because Jimmy Butler was 28, Zion Williamson was 27, and 26. De'Aaron Fox got off to a hot start last season, averaging 31.8 points per game through his first 7 games, including 43 points against the Spurs. He finished the season averaging a measly 26.6. I added one word. I'll let you decide which one that was. And led the league with 2.0 steals per game. Despite the continued improvement of the Kings' lead guard, the team couldn't match the postseason success it had in 2023. There's De'Aaron Fox. again punished because they didn't make the playoffs. Let's look further, shall we?
Oh, boy.
25 is Kyrie Irving. 24 is Paolo Banchero. 23 is Dame Lillard. 22 is the corpse of Kawhi Leonard. 21 is Paul George. Up from 35, a gentleman who played 9 games last year. 9 games last year. Ja Morant at number 20. At number 19, a guy who was ranked 42nd on this same list. Got all the way to 19 because he put up a season nearly identical to what De'Aaron Fox did. Tyrese Maxey. You have Bam Adebayo at 18, right around where he was last year. Donovan Mitchell at 17, right around where he was last year. Up 5 slots at number 16. Tyrese Haliburton of your Indiana Pacers. 15, Devin Booker. 14, Jaylen Brown. 13, Anthony Davis. Number 12, Jalen Brunson, Kenny Caraway's New York Knicks. And number 11, and this answers every single one of our questions, Victor Wembanyama, which means Steph and LeBron, rightfully so, are both in the top 10 with SGA, Luka, Jokic, Tatum, Ant-Man, Joe, KD, and Giannis. Those are the top 10. The order will be revealed to us tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to get too up in arms about it, but the Maxey and Ja Morant thing is kind of crazy. That's kind of crazy. Ja Morant doesn't play pretty much at all last year and moves up 15 spots. Come on, man.
Tyrese Maxey had a year like De'Aaron Fox did. And that's why he moved up the way he did. And it's either narrative, market, or playoffs. But hold on a second. Is anybody considering the run that Philadelphia had in the playoffs successful?
Come on, speak on it. Speak on it. They didn't get out of the first round.
Now it's fine. Okay, you want to punish De'Aaron for not making the playoffs. You want to punish Domas for not making the playoffs. Okay. Punished. But hold on. We're considering what Philadelphia did successful? In what world and why? I don't get it, man. I don't get it.
I don't understand it, man.
I don't know why they hate De'Aaron Fox.
I don't understand it.
Or Domas.
And like we talked about yesterday, the thing that just kind of gets me in this situation is De'Aaron Fox is ranked 26. Jalen Brunson is ranked 12. Like, he's not, what are we talking about, 14 spots?
Well, we did the numbers yesterday.
Ahead of De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah.
Tyrese Haliburton is not 10 spots ahead of De'Aaron Fox. I know you got to do what you got to do for.
I think the numbers were 26.5 to 25.5 over the 2 years.
Yeah.
Like the New York Knicks, Jalen Brunson versus De'Aaron Fox the last 2 years?
Yeah.
The numbers are bar for bar.
I don't understand it. I really don't understand it. Like I said.
Great question by Sacktown Tony, too. I'm sorry, Wemby was 11? So playoffs is only a moniker for Sacramento. I'm sorry, where was Memphis?
In the lottery.
That man played 9 games last year.
And he moved up 15 spots.
Ja's incredible. Ja's incredible. That man played 9 games last year. Your measurement barometer for how you put this list together is ass. It doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense whatsoever.
And look, and if we're being real, I mean, we got love for him or whatever the case may be. Kawhi Leonard, a top 25 player right now?
He's not. I mean, when he – look, a lot of this, like, they, so they dropped Jimmy Butler, what, 20, what was it, 16 slots?
Yeah.
They dropped Jimmy Butler, and the write-up was, I don't have it directly in front of me, but I saw the write-up had something to do with his,
age. I got you right here. Butler continues to play at an all-star pace. Last season, he was one of the eight players that averaged 20 points with 40% on threes, 85% free throws. The 16 spot drop and concerns moving forward, however, are a result of Butler's age and, more importantly, his availability.
Stop.
Are you crazy?
Right there.
Are you crazy?
But you got Kawhi Leonard where?
Availability?
I love Kawhi. And Paul George, too?
You knocking Jimmy for his availability? You got these two up?
Did any of these wonderful people like Bobby Marks and Kendra Andrews and Tim McMahon and the people who put this together, did anybody remove their head from their ass when they made this list?
Doesn't seem like.
Did anyone hop on a Zoom call and say, hey, guys, what's the barometer for this? So, how are we making this list? Because Bobby, and I don't know if Bobby, I don't know how this works.
So that's what I was looking for. It has the note right here. ESPN's NBA rank panel comprising more than 150 reporters, editors, producers, and analysts was asked to rank players based on their predicted contributions, quality, and quantity.
Well, you'll
for
have
the 24-25 season.
You'll have to forgive me if I don't give a damn what Johnny the editor thinks.
Yeah. And much like so here's the other frustrating thing about this. And there's contradictions in my opinion, because much like Hoops Hype, and this is what I wondered, this is a prediction for where they'll be at the end of the season. That's what.
Yeah, Bobby just said he they're concerned about Jimmy's availability.
How do you have Kawhi Leonard?
I don't know.
If you're predicting,
I don't know.
Like, hey, this is where I think that there's nobody in their right mind that's going to say Kawhi Leonard's going to play enough and going to be effective enough to be a top 25 player in this league.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Yeah, I disagree. I just disagree.
Do you think they're going to glue LeBron and Steph together in the top 10? Like one will be 10, one will be 9, one will be 8, one will be 7.
Yeah, I could see that.
They might glue all three of the vets together.
KD?
Yeah. Too? Yep. Mm-hmm. Probably just to stick it to Giannis, they're going to make him 10.
Oh, man. That's another one that gets disrespected on a regular basis.
Boy, it was really close between Giannis and Wemby. What? Look, I know Wemby's the future. There ain't no doubt about that. But why y'all be talking about Giannis Antetokounmpo like he's garbage?
So let me ask you this. Do you think at the end of the season, Wemby's going to be a top 10 player in the league?
I do.
Yeah.
I
don't know. Maybe I'm.
I mean, but.
You know, but I don't think it's inconceivable at all.
All right, man. I don't know. Like. I was like, okay, the way you do this, if we're going to be fair, Wemby's 11. Mm-hmm. He has to replace somebody. Mm-hmm. We know who the top 10 are. We just don't know the order. Oh, man, we just had this a completely fictitious conversation about Jimmy Butler. We're dealing right now with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. We do not know Paul George's or Kawhi Leonard's availability for game one of the NBA season. Mm-hmm. We do not know. Joel Embiid played.
Yeah, so I didn't think you were going to like where I was going to go because you're talking about who he's going to replace.
No,
like,
Joel played 30-something games last year. Like, when he plays, he's a top 10 player. There's no question about it.
Right.
But if all of a sudden gauging availability and – again, by Bobby Marks' own words, future availability of a player like Jimmy Butler mm-hmm. is a conversation. Who's going into this season confident, especially after what we saw in the Olympics, mm-hmm. especially after what the conversation has been about for the last couple of weeks? Who's going in with any confidence of Joe's availability this season?
Yeah, I can't do it. I can't do it as much as I like Joe. I can't do it.
Wemby replaces Joe mm-hmm. at the end of the season as a top 10 player in the league. Not because Joel is not a top 10 player in the league anymore. It's because he doesn't play enough games for me to consider him a top 10 player anymore. I don't think if a second player moves into that, I don't think it's Jalen, and I don't think it's Anthony Davis either. Sorry, I got to stop doing that. I don't think it's Jalen Brunson or Anthony Davis. I think it's more likely to be Jalen Brown, and I'm not trying to make a joke here, Tyrese Halliburton.
I'm going to tell you who I think it's going to be. I'll tell you when we get back.
All right. We'll come back.
Buddy, we have 30 seconds left. No, you can still run a play.
I got
Mike McCarthy running the clock out over here.
Tyrese Halliburton. No. What's he doing, Harrison? No,
I'm going to tell you. Buddy Caraway here with the shot with 7 seconds left.
I'm going to tell y'all who I think has the possibility of moving into the top 10 when we come back.
And who has the possibility to move up in the power rankings, man. We'll talk about it. I'm not sure there's going to be a lot of movement here, but it'll be interesting to discuss. Wow. Okay. This will be fun. Stilo and KC, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Did you see what Dan Orlovsky said?
I didn't. I'm gonna send this to you, by the way, and I apologize. You're gonna lose it. I'll send it to the show thread. Corporate says to spot the difference, and both of you got to no sell this, but I'm sending to y'all right now to look at, and so there you go. Just take a quick peek at that.
Yeah, go ahead and entertain the chatty house.
Yeah, no, I got you. I got you. We got power rankings coming up here in just a couple of minutes. A big weekend in the NFL. We got James Hamm set to join us the final hour of the show. We've also got the Sacramento Kings.
Why did that happen?
So,
maybe you can't answer that now, but why did that happen?
Cold world, no blanket.
So let me, all right. It's just a show within a show. I'm going to ask you, first glance, do you think it's an addition or a subtraction?
That's what I was about to ask you.
It's an addition.
It looks like an addition.
It's an addition. Yeah. Okay, I just want to make sure there was.
It's an addition.
It's an addition.
But when you just glance at the original.
No, I know.
It looks like it might have been a subtraction.
It's not. I know. Tough times.
Oh man.
You had a tease. We were talking about the players that could be replaced in the top 10. We know when ESPN's top 10 list comes out, we know who the 10 players are. It's going to be Steph, LeBron, SGA, Jokic, Luka, Tatum, Ant-Man. It's going to be Joel, KD, and Giannis. Those are going to be the top 10. Mm-hmm. Victor Wembanyama right now is at 11. By the end of the year, Vic will probably be a top 10 player. And given the criteria that ESPN has given us, I got to imagine Joe falls out because I just don't see Joel playing a lot of basketball this year. There's no question when he plays, he's one of the greatest players in the world, but he played 30-something games last year. It's crazy. We looked and he scored almost as many points per game as games that he played. It was like 36-something games and like 34 points per game or something crazy like that. But you said someone is moving in.
I said potentially.
Okay.
I'm not making the exact prediction, but I'm saying potentially.
Mm-hmm.
We could be looking at the end of this season as Paolo Banchero knocking on that door as a top 10 player. I think Paolo about to go crazy this year.
Not on board.
Third year Paolo.
Not on board this year.
Third year Paolo about to go crazy.
I see it in Paolo. I don't see it in Orlando the way you do. I'm going to wait.
I see the vision, but I think you're a year too early on that take.
I'm going to wait.
Okay. The only reason why I don't.
Okay, wait a sec. You got it. You said it with your chest. Who comes out, though?
My first thought might be SGA.
You're with me. Really?
Yeah. That'd be my first thought. No,
you've always hated SGA.
And then, you know, you've got the old guards. Maybe one of the old guards falls out as well. I'd actually predict one of the old guards to fall out slightly, like go to 11 or something like that.
Well, I'd see Kevin Durant probably does
that's
that.
The one I was thinking of too, just because I wondered, is he going to run us 70 more this year like he did last year? I hope so.
Yeah.
I think it's more fun when KD runs 70 plus.
The thing that gives me pause with saying Paolo's going to get there is I look at a guy like Donovan Mitchell. And Donovan Mitchell, he you have to argue he's the best two guard in the game. Mm-hmm. And he's still about six slots away here. Mm-hmm. So it's a hell of a jump to go from where Paolo's at.
He moves up. I don't know how Donovan gets to like the top 10.
Right.
Can Devin Booker, finals, if he ever was, reenter that conversation?
He might, but I can't see him and KD.
What if he kind of takes over this season? The Suns were kind of KD's team last year, but what if Devin Booker after the Olympics and all that kind of just takes the lead?
I'm a big fan of Book after the summer, to be honest.
Mm.
It
could happen.
I guess, yeah. It could happen. I guess I could see it.
Oh, I don't think that's wild at all.
I guess I could see it.
But yeah, Paolo Banchero, man. I think Paolo.
I don't think Anthony Davis is the 13th best player.
I don't think so either.
I'm not saying he needs to be 40th.
Damn good.
I don't think he's the 13th best player.
24.7 points, 12.6 rebounds, 2.3 blocks.
I don't think he's better than Devin Booker. I mean, this is nitpicking. They're two slots apart, so whatever. But
AD,
he's better than Bam?
Yeah. So here's the deal. Here's the deal, though. The thought of AD is like, nah, hell no, he's not better than Bam. Or hell no, he's not better than Book. And then you go look at those numbers. Those numbers are crazy. Nice. That's a hell of a season. 24.7, 12.6 rebounds, 2.3 blocks.
Yeah, but we are talking about the best players in the league, though. Like that. Like I'm not making a case for Anthony Davis to be 30th.
Yeah, I think those numbers, and it's more than numbers. We're living in it, so you don't you don't have to just go by the numbers. But if we're talking about those numbers, like easily dwarf Booker and Bam.
Domas led the league in triple doubles.
He should be higher, too.
And double-doubles.
He should be higher. His number's crazy. His numbers are crazy.
De'Aaron put up numbers that look like every freaking guard on this list.
Yeah.
In the top of this list.
And he should be
every
higher.
Single one of them.
He absolutely should be higher. He should be top 20. Domas.
De'Aaron says no to your podcast, and y'all drop him 12 slots.
But, yeah, AD, like I said, just the thought of AD, though, it's like, oh, nah, man, like, nah. And then I don't know how he got these numbers, but he got the numbers, and those numbers are pretty damn impressive.
Has he started to become underrated?
He might
AD?
Be.
Were you like Casey says, like the first thought about AD, it's not necessarily, oh yeah, like AD's like one of the top players, this is not. It's just always kind of a negative light at first.
Well, that's because everyone gets the ha-ha. They think Charles Barkley is so funny calling him street clothes. Like, how much damage has that done to Anthony Davis's career?
That's a good point, too.
That's a good point.
Everyone thinks it's funny until you pull up the numbers and realize, damn, this dude actually is really, really good.
It's a good point, but it is also warranted. Like, he doesn't play. Like, he is always hurt. Last year, I think he played the most games he's played in recent memory. I think he stayed relatively healthy last year. Maybe the last 2 years.
I think he played 72 last season.
Yeah, maybe the last 2 years. Maybe.
I got him at 76, 56 the year prior, 40, 36. It gets a little tough after that. But, yeah, he had 76 last year, 56 the year before.
It's a little warranted. Now, they go overboard, for sure. But, I mean, it just hasn't been able to stay healthy. Just hasn't been able to. I hope for his sake and just for a fan of basketball that he found something last year that's going to able to keep him on the floor for 70-plus games or something like that. But history says that was an outlier.
Charles Barkley at the age of 27 played 67 games. Charles Barkley at the age of 30 won the MVP.
Damn.
No, this was the year after he won the MVP. Played 65 games. 68 the year after that. 71 the year after that. Goes to Houston, plays 53 games. Makes the All-Star team that year, by the way, in 96-97. Plays 53 games. 68 the year after, and then, of course, you know, the decline with 42 games and 20 games. at the age of 36. I just thought I'd point it out. Charles Barkley played 82 games his rookie year, 80 his second year when he was 22, then played 68 games, then played 80, and that played 79 a couple of times after that. And then that was the most that he played in his career. But I guess it's funny now because he's a TV analyst. I don't know. I'm just asking.
And my thought would be, if somebody wanted to bring that up to Charles and talk about how he didn't play, it'd be perfectly fair, because the numbers are looking spotty. Like the games played, the numbers are the numbers. Like, it's not necessarily always funny, but it's not something that is being made up. Like, he does get hurt often.
Yeah.
If he plays 76, or any, like 70 to 76 again, I think that spot is warranted for him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and like I said, if he putting up those numbers again, those numbers are crazy. I didn't expect that from AD. You know, just like I said, once again, the thought of AD and where he's at in his career, I didn't expect 24.5 and 12.5 rebounds.
Did he fulfill all his potential on his career?
Man, that's crazy. That's a tough question to answer. Like,
top 75, got a ring.
No, this dude was averaging 28 points per game at one time with the New Orleans Pelicans. It was just with the Pelicans, and that team wasn't very good. But he was him. Like, he was the one. He was going to change the league, and he was going to – that's the bar was so freaking high for him coming out of Kentucky.
Did he fulfill?
If he didn't, it's not far off.
Right.
But again, this dude averaged 28 points. He's looked down upon because he essentially forced the trade to the Lakers.
He was probably also someone that should have been a number one his entire career, but – I mean, it's LeBron, so it is what it is. But, like, I think maybe being the number two kind of takes away a little bit.
Yeah, and I think about Anthony Davis, and we think about, like, what the expectations were for him. And the expectations weren't for him to be a number two.
Correct.
It was for him to be the man on a championship-type team. And he didn't get to that point. He was the man on a playoff team.
LeBron tried.
He tried.
He tried to tell us that Anthony Davis was the man. We just didn't believe him. It's like, no, sir, you're the man. Right. Like, you're still.
He said, fine, I'll do it.
As Draymond Green said, and got the king in me to close the night out.
Well, okay, Draymond, that's crazy. Yo, hold on, time out, because I want to finish this conversation. But can we get air horns?
Yeah.
Because we got a real legend in the chat right now. Come on, man. You guys hear us talk about it all the time. Legends is in the building, yes, in the chat right now. Go follow them on Twitter, on Instagram. Legends is the GOAT. They had the Brunson.
We watched that Brunson video yesterday, boy. what did Rick say? Yo, that was weak. What did Rick say to him that started
it? He was like,
yo, that was weak or that was trash or something.
He said that was trash. He was talking to Tibbs. Yeah. I was talking to Tibbs.
Yeah.
No, that was good, man. Shout out Legends, man. Big ups to them, man. Yeah.
Best Twitter account in the game, man.
They are,
absolute
man.
Best Twitter
account. I can't wait for
it. We just can't play none of it on the show.
They can't even play the subtitles on the show.
Yeah.
But I can't wait for
it. Oh, that's what it was. Yeah, no, that's what it was. That's some sucker stuff. That's what it was. Y'all make sure you go follow Legends, man.
Yeah, man, they killing the game, man. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts. This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.